happen at 1 p.m. Announcement of visitors. Roy?
Yeah, Roy Powers.
Thank you, Roy. Record of attendance. Councillors. Myself, Councillor Sadiq, Councillor Greg Dwyer, Councillor Greg, Councillor Ian and Councillor Jill, are you, state your location and are you in a secure location?
Yes, Trinidadara community, and we're in a Tonga here.
No worries, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Councillor Andrew Tucker and yeah. Councillor Christy Tucker. Staff, we have our acting Chief Executive Officer, Rob Stewart, Christy Van Cool, and is Maureen online?
Yes.
Maureen's online. Okay, responses to previous public questions taken on notice. The acting CEO confirmed that a letter of response was sent to Mr. Parafit on 5th of June 2025. The letter has been circulated to the councillors, asked by Mr. Parfitt. Members of the, what is the current situation of the old post office development? Linda Teddy had commenced work with a consultant who had submitted drawings with a report. There has been little progress, this is the answer here, Rob. There has been little progress with the old post office building in recent months. There has been a significant number of matters of higher priority to deal with during that time. The project is still alive and will be progressed in coming months when resources and business return to normal. Question two. My second question to council is about the contract mechanic who travelled to Menzies to service all the Shire vehicles. Would this service be extended for residents for a fee? We're unlikely to enter into such an arrangement given that there would be considerable work involved in making bookings, providing workspaces and upgrading our facilities to the required standard for mechanics to work in. The request is made in the last instance that if we were to have our own vehicle serviced here in any number, that tens of thousands of dollars in upgrades to our workshop would be required. Right. Number five, public question time. Okay, yes. Roy?
I take it you have, eh?
Perhaps I should stand down here so the people who are on Zoom can see me. My first question is going to be simple. What was the result from the recent survey of the residents? Now, we all participated, but we don't know the results. Does anyone have an answer?
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, are we talking... I wasn't here, so...
I was on the question to council regarding the survey, the results of the recent survey that we were all involved, or supposed to be involved.
Was that the strategic planning one?
Online one, or the one...
Yeah, there was on paper and also online, yes.
Oh, this is one done by More Australia.
No. This is just a bit
of... an internal one.
An internal
one? Yeah, we just had a... Is that correct?
That was handled by More Australia.
The More Australia, the strategic
one. Oh, yeah, right.
The same thing.
Yeah. And that's in here.
So, was that done on behalf of administration or community services?
Administration.
Are you able to answer that question, Christy, or should we take it on notice?
We take it on notice.
Take it on notice.
So, Mr. Parfitt, what will happen? Oh, you're familiar with the process anyway. I'll find out the answers.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
And we'll bring it up again at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Now, my next question is an unpopular one, but someone has to ask it. And it's going to be me. And it's to you, Mr. Shire President, about your credibility regarding your conflict of interest. Now, we all know that you're employed by a contractor to do roads and repairs. I'd like you to assure us, the council, and everybody else in Menzies that your authority would not jeopardise the Shire of Manly's in any decision making for any of those contracts to Rhodes?
No, because I don't deal with the contract.
Pardon me, Mr Chairman, if a matter directly relates to you, you need to declare an interest in that and you can't answer it.
Right.
You either allow somebody else to answer on your behalf, or, and of course, and I'm sorry, Mr Parfitt, I didn't get a question in there. It was a statement, or was
it? Here's my written question here.
Yep.
Can the Shire President assure the Council, ratepayers, leaseholders and citizens of Menzies that your conflict of interest is not going to disadvantage the decision making of the Shire of Menzies?
Okay, thank you very much.
You can have this.
Cheers. There's just some rules. When a question directly relates to
a council member,
that council member has to disclose an interest in the response. And there's two ways forward there. They either give it to another councillor to answer on that councillor's behalf, or we take it on notice. Since it's a matter directly related to Councillor Warner, my suggestion, Mr Chairman, is we take that on notice. You and I will have a discussion to work out the answer for you.
I'm not asking you to resign or anything like that.
No.
Just assurance. Mm. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you for your question. Okay, 6. Approve leave of absence, anyone? No. Disclosures of interest. Pardon? Oh.
No.
Yeah. Notice of items.
So, Mr Chairman, just to let you know, we will record that you disclose an interest with regard to
that question.
Mr Parfitt's question.
Yeah. Right. Notice of items being discussed behind closed doors. Have we got any? No?
Excuse me, through the chair.
Yep. Yes, Councillor.
The course of the confidential document in the first report, 12.1.1, was that considered a confidential item?
The financial management review?
Yes.
I don't believe so.
No.
It's not a confidential document. I'm not going to discuss it.
Chris is the expert here. She's just about to enter it. But not the report. The attachment itself is confidential, but the report itself isn't.
Thank you.
That's handled there, but the attachment has already been sent confidential, so that's taken as being declared confidential by me, but the report itself is
Righto, thank you. Confirmation receival of minutes. 9.1, confirmation of minutes. Officers' recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 29th of May 2025 be confirmed as a true and correct record. Another mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. Seconder?
Councillor Dwyer.
Thanks, Jill. Councillor Jill Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? Those all in favour? Harry?
Yep.
Thank you. 10. Petition, deputation, presentations. Neil. Announcement by presiding member without discussion. The president's report's been tabled. 12. Reports of committees. 12.11. Financial management review. Now, the officer's recommendation that the financial management review, as enclosed in the attached report, be received. Another mover.
So, Mr Chairman, the recommendation as a result of the decision of the audit committee is now different from what's in front of councillors. For councillors who weren't at the audit committee meeting this morning, the committee resolved a part two of that recommendation to the council. So part one is exactly the same, and part two is that a further report be prepared by the acting CEO addressing the matters raised in the management review, incorporating recommendations to be implemented addressing those matters.
Yeah.
So all councillors, what you're considering now is not the one that's printed in front of you, but what's printed in front of you plus that part two. So any motion put in front of the chair now includes a part one and a part two.
Rob Dura. Thank you. Another mover. Councillor Christy Tucker. A seconder. Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour. Thank you. Carried. Reports of officer. 13.1, correct? Yeah.
13.1 on page 28 of the agenda, yep.
Okay, reports of officers. Officer's recommendation that the Shire amends his council plan 2025-2035, incorporating the strategic community plan and corporate business plan as attached and required by section 5.56 of the Local Government Act 1995 be adopted. Another mover. Councillor Christy Tucker. The seconder. Councillor Sadir, those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour. Okay, carried. Strategic Resource Plan 2025-2040, Long Term Financial Plan, Asset Management Plan and Workforce Plan. That the Shire amends his Strategic Resource Plan 2025-2040, incorporating the Long Term Financial Plan, Asset Management Plan and Workforce Plan, as attached and required by section 5.56 of the Local Government Act 1995 be adopted. Another mover, Councillor Christy Tucker. The seconder, Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour. Carry. 150, I think. Yeah, 140. 13.1.3. Elected members remuneration for 2025-26 financial year. Remuneration.
That's easy for you, so
yeah, yeah. That the annual elected members remuneration for 2025-26 financial year as follows be adopted. President, annual attendance fee, $21,554. Annual President's allowance, $22,138. Deputy President, annual attendance fee, $10,540. Annual Deputy President's allowance, $5,534. All other councillors, annual attendance fee, $10,540. All councillors, annual communication fee, $1,100. Another mover, Councillor Christie Croker. A seconder, Councillor Sadir. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against.
I don't speak against, but there's a cost of this 12% super to start from.
Next,
a couple of months.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yep.
After the election.
After the election. Okay, all those in favour? Carry. Mm-hmm. 13.1.4, fees and charges, 2025-2026 financial year. Officers' recommendation that, one, the schedule of fees and charges for 2025-2026 financial year to apply as of 1st of July 2025 be adopted. 2. The Chief Executive Officer, not acting, Chief Executive Officer be authorised to give local public notice of the Council's intention to adopt the schedule of fees and charges for the 2025-2026 financial year to apply as of 1st of July 2025 in accordance with section 6.19 of the Local Government Act 1995. Another mover, Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder, Councillor Sadir.
Ian Bed.
All those in those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. 13.1.5. The statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of May 2025 as attached be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. A seconder. Councillor Sadir. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour. Carried. Councillor Gregg, you in favour?
No, I'm sorry.
Point 1.6, list of monthly payments, 2025, May. But the list of payments for the month of May 2025 totalling $1,297,805.41 being electronic funds transfer from EFT 1088 to EFT 101190, payments from municipal funds totalling $1,092,591.97. 2. direct debit payments from the municipal funds totaling $95,509.89. 3. Payroll payments from the municipal funds totaling $102,426.49. 4. Credit card payments for the statement month of May 2025 from the municipal funds totaling $5,418.18. 5. Fuel card payments from the municipal fund totaling $1,858.88 be received. Will the mover? Councillor Sedia. The seconder. Councillor Gildewyre. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour. Carry. Administration reports. 13.2.1 Community Bus Report and Recommendations. The officer's recommendation, following the regular and sustained use of the community bus service to Kalgoorlie-Boulder, 1. The subsidised community bus run to Kalgoorlie-Boulder from the Menzies town site once per week using the Shire's Toyota 12-seater bus be endorsed. 2. The service be open to all travellers. 3. The route includes stops in Kalgoorlie-Boulder at major supermarkets, the CBD, Kalgoorlie Health Campus, health services and other government service organisations. And 4. The service continues in its current format and be reviewed annually by the council in June. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. The seconder. Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour. Carry. 13.2.2 Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, Appointment of Presiding Member. Officer's recommendation that pursuant to Section 7.1A of the Local Government Act 1995, the name of the Audit and Risk Committee be amended to Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Section 5.12 of the Local Government Act 1995, Councillor Paul Warner be appointed presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Another mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. A seconder? Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. 13.2.3, 2025 Walga Local Government Convention. Officer's recommendation that all available councillors and acting CEO be authorised to attend the 2025 Walga Local Government Convention and the cost of registration, accommodation, meals and transport be charged to the following accounts. Members conference, members travel and accommodation, other governance, training and development and other governance conference, travel and accommodation. Another mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. The seconder. Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. Councillor Gregg. You're breaking up, Councillor Gregg.
I won't be going.
You won't be? Okay, then that's, I won't be either.
I will be going.
You'll be gone?
I won't be going.
Chrissy Tucker won't be gone.
Andrew's gone.
Yeah. Andrew's gone. Yeah. Councillor Jill?
Say yes. It just depends. We've got a shutdown in September. I just got to find out what the dates are.
Yep, right up. Councillor Ian?
A bit the same.
Yeah, right. Get back to us. Thank you.
Yeah, depends on the day.
Yeah, all right.
I'll say yes at this stage.
Yeah, all right. Carry.
The
22nd and 24th. Yeah. 13.2.4, review of policy 1.2, disclaimer. Officer's recommendation that policy 1.2, disclaimer, as attached, be endorsed without amendment. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer. A seconder? Oh, Councillor Sadia. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour? Carry. Okay, 13.2.5, offer to purchase lot 576, 95 Cedar Street, Menzies. Officer's recommendation that one, the valuation of $5,000 for lot 576, 95 Cedar Street, Menzies, is determined on 30th of June 2025 be declared to represent a true indication of the property's market value at the time of the proposed disposition. Number two, lot 576, 95 Cedar Street be declared a surplus to the Shire's requirements. Three, the Acting CEO inform the proponent that the council is prepared to accept an offer of $5,000 for the property, then proceed with the publishing a local public notice and invite public comment for a minimum period of 14 days. And four, if no adverse submissions are received, authorise the Acting CEO to finalise the sale of lot 576, 95 Service Street by private treaty to Mr. Nick Corombus, and authorise the Shire President and Acting CEO to sign and affix the common seal of the Shire of Menzies to the sale document. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. A seconder? Councillor Jill Waller. Those that want to speak for? Those that want to speak against? All those in favour? Carry. Oh. 14. Motions of which previous notice has been given. Nil. 15. New business of an urgent nature. Nil. 16. Behind closed door confidential reports. Nil. Next meeting is to be held the 31st of July 2025 at the Shire offices in Menzies, commencing at 1 p.m. 18. Closure of meeting is 1:29 p.m. Thank you. Councillor